Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
The people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, episode 674. It's the first trading day of the year, the 3rd of January 2017, and the markets have opened with a bit of a rally there. FTSE up over 7,160 as I look at the moment. And on the podcast today, I chat to Malky. Oil and Gas Sector Authority talks about Pantheon Resources, that's PANR, and also we talk about the outlook for oil this year, and he's quite bullish there. Also on the podcast, today's suggested one for your watch list, it's been submitted by the Fifth Wise Monkey, is SDX Energy, that's SDX ticker. I'll read out the reasons why the Fifth Monkey has gone for that, well, the Fifth Wise Monkey, I should say, has gone for that in a few minutes. Also, as always, the top five most followed companies on the Vox Markets site in the last 7 days. I go through those. And, of course, the top five most liked RNSs on Vox Markets this morning.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Oil and Gas Sector Authority. It's Malky. You all right, fella?
Yeah, very well indeed, Justin. Happy New Year to you and all your listeners.
Happy New Year. Now, how does Malky spend his New Year's Eve?
Actually, very quiet. We sort of had New Year's Eve the day before. We had some friends over and got some wine out, and it was all right. But we had a quiet evening. We watched Hoot and Nanny.
Yeah. No, same with me. In fact, we did. We had friends over the night before as well, and so I wasn't feeling in the best of moods come New Year's Eve. And I was, you know what, I looked at the clock. It was at 10 to 11. I thought, I'm going to bed. And I heard someone setting off fireworks outside. I thought, what's wrong with these people? Go to bed. Yeah. they woke me up at 12, and it was annoying. But anyway, so 2017, what's the outlook like generally for oil, do you think, Malky?
Well, I don't think it looks too bad, actually. I mean, I think the there are plenty of obstacles on the route, but providing that we, the oil industry, OPEC, all the geopolitical worries that are potentially there can get past them, then the longer we go through the year, the better it looks, and that's primarily because of the can that I've been kicking down the road for about 8 months or 9 months now, is that. The last two years have seen the super majors cut so many projects from their list, cutting back capex by, what is now $1.5 trillion capex has been stopped. And these projects will not now come back on stage, even if they were to be reinstated, even if the oil price gets up to, $75. But they won't get back into the scene, because if you press the button now, you don't produce any oil for most of these projects until, 2022. So actually, that's why BP, for example, have been starting to pick the ball up and run with Mad Dog and refining and marketing Australia and various projects, because I think they can see this coming. BP are the first of the majors to sort of officially announce that things are looking that much better. So how I see it, well, I mean, the oil price is, what, 56 at the moment, Brent? And I think that provided the OPEC, non-OPEC deal continues, which I think it will, and even if one or two of them cheat, I think that the Saudis are prepared to turn a blind eye to that for the moment and cut back their production a little bit. That'll mean that, $60 will be achieved easily in the first half, and it might be $70 at the end of June, which is my sort of provisional target. Obviously, I do all the sort of redo the numbers this month, but there's no reason why 60 to 70 shouldn't be a target. And by the end of the year, $75 is can't be ruled out. And the point is, if we get a reasonably stable oil price and the currency doesn't absolutely murder us in the process with the with the new American administration, for example, if that doesn't really hinder us, then the stability is what people want. And you add that into the cost cutting that the industry has made over the last 3 years, and it'll be fantastic news for margins, because you've got a situation whereby rigs which used to cost nearly $500,000 a day are coming down to near $100,000 a day. The service companies have trimmed their staff by tens of percent, making it much more efficient to onshore in the States, for example, with someone like Hunting, with all their technology and so on, and offshore as well. So, the service companies will probably take a little further to turn around, but But, you know, $60, $70 gas. I mean, and don't forget oil. And at one stage last week, the natural gas price nearly, well, it got to $4 a And that is, it goes back down to, you know, 370 or something today. But even so, you know, natural gas prices are good, oil prices are good, stability. It might be quite a good year for the commodity.
Yeah. It's, I mean, definitely holding. You know, I mean, Brent crude there is above 56, and WTI is looking to, well, it's just 54, so it's holding above 50 nicely. All right. Yeah. So what actual company are you looking at today, Valky?
Well, we've got to look at Pantheon today because they made the most interesting announcement last Friday. Mm-hmm. And for followers of Pantheon, this wasn't really what they were expecting, to be honest, because the VOBM4 well, which is being drilled in Tyler County in Texas, was heading down to look at the Eagleford sandstone, which is what they, you know, this is what they wanted to prove. They wanted to get an economic field and so on and so forth, but halfway through the process, I think it's about 15,000 feet, I guess, and before they got to total depth for the Eagleford, they discovered something else, which has proved to be most interesting. There were two sections. The one was called the Wilcox, and the other is called Navarro, but the Wilcox is probably the most interesting. So technically what they've done so far is they've stopped drilling because they need to test this, because the Wilcox is actually quite famous further south in Texas, where the fields are enormously profitable. It's very sweet gas with associated condensate liquid, so very helpful. I'll come back to that in a minute. But the bottom line is that they've taken the big rig away, and they've put a little much cheaper workover rig, and they'll test the Wilcox. Now, they've got 35 feet of Wilcox sand here, and that is, I think, pretty damn good is the way the Texans would say it, because if that's the case, then there are two things that are worth pointing out. First of all, it's sweet gas, and if this well or somewhere nearby and there's a pipe quite close where it was producing, then sweet gas would blend very nicely with the other gases they've got, and they'd be able to take the associated liquids out easily. And the second thing is that Wilcox discoveries in Texas normally pay back in about 60 days. And that's a phenomenal payback, because the wells are cheap. They only cost about change from $1 million ago, and they produce straight away, and there's pipeline nearby. So the bottom line on this discovery, should it be a discovery, because obviously they're now testing it, would be a fantastic bonus for Pantheon holders, because they weren't expecting this at all.
Yeah. Do you know what's interesting? It's been a bit of a rollercoaster ride on the chart for Pantheon last year. They started off quite strongly at 160, and then, you know, in the January-February sell-off we had last year, they came down to sort of around about 80 pence, and they grinded all the way back up to 180, tested that twice during the summer months, and then came down on that update, and they touched 60, almost 60 pence in the last few weeks. But now they're back above those lows back in February and January. So it'll be interesting to see if they can hold that and grind up higher. You know?
It was a tricky year for Pantheon last year. They were up 650% the year before. Mm. Everyone thought that, you know, there was a proof of concept here, and that they'd cracked the code, as they call it. Excuse me. And so what happened was that, you know, there were some sellers around, the people who shorted, who still don't believe the story. And then to compound that, Pantheon had a couple of operational problems which didn't help, and the market got the wrong impression for various reasons and so on. But the situation here now is that the reason that they've stopped drilling and they've brought the workover rig on, and people, you know, might worry that they're not going to go down and try the sandstone, the Eagleford, which is completely wrong. I mean, they just got to the stage where they were throwing, you know, the lower of the two, the Navarro, is highly fractured. They were throwing an awful lot of oil-based drilling mud down the tubes, widening it out significantly, and it wasn't unsafe or dangerous. It was just a combination of, for safety's sake and to ensure that they didn't make a mess of it, they thought, right, we'll close it up here. They can now drill for that that Eagleford sandstone in the slightly deeper and TD, and of course the Austin Chalk, which is below us, that, with either another, get another rig back on. I've seen people saying, let's get a North Sea rig into here. I know what they mean. They need, you know, instead of being a sort of slightly small Texas onshore rig of say 1750 or 2000 horsepower, let's get a really big rig. I think they might get a bigger rig in, just because the to get through the unexpected highly fractured bits. I expect them to come back and certainly return and drill for the Eagleford, which was what their target was in the first place. Mm. You know, the whole thing about this is that they are drilling the well for the Eagleford, which is going to be the center basin test. And the previous well, people were worried about because it appeared they've gone to the edge of the reservoir. This time they are going to test the center basin. They might do it right here from this pad. They might do it nearby. They might go a little further south. They'll use a bigger casing, as I say, probably a bigger rig, and drill it properly. What we got here is just a potential, admittedly, if it comes in, this is a really profitable, this Wilcox, as I say, 35 feet of pay here is significant, no doubt whatsoever. And if it comes in and it's sweet gas, you know, I had a target of 200 per share for Pantheon way back, this time last year. As you know, it went into the bucket list in January, having been in the previous year. And people said, you know, do you think they can do it 2 years in a row? Well, you know, they're about the same as they were this time last year. I've got a feeling that when I come to do the sums at the end of the month, that Pantheon may be up on the year, which will be proof of, to a certain extent, the concept. They need to find the discovery in the Eagleford. I see no reason why they can't. This has not changed that bit whatsoever. They never got to the Eagleford. I think that when they redrill it, they'll find the Eagleford. It's the centre of the basin. There's no reason to believe that it couldn't be a very substantial find and prove the concept and make an economic field declaration imminent in the first or second quarter of this year. So I see. You know, people said to me, "Oh, did you? You know, were you worried about the 200p?" Yeah, it did look a bit silly at 60p or whatever for a while. And I was always prepared. I'm always prepared to cut my losses and say if I didn't think that it was making it work, then I would do a runner. But I think in terms of what I'm looking at now is that, you know, subject to seeing how this Wilcox workover rig tests the situation, and even if it doesn't, that nothing ventured, nothing gained, we will go back. They will go back to test the Eagleford and the Austin Chalk. There's more upside, not less.
Yeah. Okay, marvellous. Pantheon Resources, PANR on the ticker. Mikey, thanks very much. Speak next week, fella.
Yeah, I look forward to it, Justin. Bye now.
Okay, it's time for today's suggested one for your watch list. It is SDX Energy. That's SDX ticker there, submitted by the Fifth Wise Monkey. I don't know what the other four are doing, probably still partying. What does the company do? SDX Energy is an Egypt-focused international exploration and production business with high-margin producing assets and exploration options. How many shares does the company have in issue? 79.84 million. What's the current price and market cap? Current mid-price is 33.625 pence. Market cap, 26.8 million. What revenue, profit, or loss does the company generate? For the 9 months ended the 30th of the 9th, 2016, this is US dollars, net revenue, 7.6 million, net back, 4 million, and they made a comprehensive loss of 25.9 million for 9 months ended the 30th of September. This was due predominantly to the write-down, that's 24.4 million, in the Bekasi West Cameroon exploration and asset resulting from the decision to withdraw from the concession. How much cash or debt does the company have? Cash, $5 million. Debt, zero. That's in capitals there. Zero. List three reasons why people should put this company on their Vox Markets watch list. At one, current high margin production is 1,560 barrels of oil per day. The OPEX on this is apparently less than 10 US bucks per barrel. Generate positive cash flow down to $15 per barrel, Brent, giving a high margin income to the company. Reason two, well workover program in Q1 2017 can double production and triple current reserves, further strengthening the cash flow of the company, allowing it to capture new opportunities, either assets or corporate. And three, exploration upside, South Dzhuk. Near-term exploration opportunity in Q1 2017 is fully carried, providing the company and investors with a free option on the upside. Majors have inquired about farming in. A select few only allowed access to the data, although we are under no pressure to do so due to the strength of our balance sheet and free carry already in place. So that is SDX Energy. Thank you very much indeed, the fifth wise monkey, for getting involved. And listen, by all means, if you know of a company that you think has potential in 2017, please get involved here in this little feature. Just go to voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. You'll see one of my blog posts. Click that and scroll down till you see a link with a question above it that says, do you know of a stock that you think should be on people's watch lists? Please click here to fill in the form and I could feature it on a future podcast. Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on the Vox Market site in the last 7 days. At five, Angus Energy, ANGS. At four, Asia Met Resources, ARS. Art. At three, Ascent Resources, AST. At two, Audio Boom, ticker Boom. And at number one, it's EVR Holdings. No surprise there, got up by 70% in the last few trading sessions. That's EVRH. Hoping to get on the podcast very soon, hopefully. So that's the top five there. Also, the top five most liked RNSs on the Vox Market site today have been: at five, Caledonia Mining, CMCL. Caledonia declares quarterly dividend. At four, OptiBiotics. That's Opti. Increased investment in THWLC. At three, Ascent Resources Holdings and Company. At two, second most liked RNS was CloudTag, CTAG. Further retranched two notes. And number one was CloudTag, CTAG. There's another RNS issue. Further retranched two notes. So it's a separate issue, but release. But it was the most liked there on the Vox Market site. That's it for the podcast. So we started off a bit quiet here, easing ourselves in. There'll be more guests throughout the week. But thanks very much for listening. Muchos appreciados.
The Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite.
People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Don't buy anything based solely on tip or recommendation you hear. Please do your own research.